brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On the heels of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals last week saying there's no more Fourth Amendment, the police can come into your house or business for absolutely no reason, whenever they want, the federal Supreme Court ruled that if you're walking down the street, doesn't matter where you're at, you got to show your ID and tell them who you are, the Lords, if you tell them who you are, or you're instantly arrested and charged with resisting felony charges. And the Arkansas Supreme Court said, no, we can't have knock and talk where they come to your door and demand to come in and search your home. So two big federal courts do that, and a state court says no to it. And so we've got defense attorney Mike Walsh coming on the show from Louisiana, who was in one of the news articles. He said the Fifth Circuit decision grossly expands the definition of lawsuit of lawful searches. Said Walsh, in my opinion, this is a further erosion of everyone's, not just criminals' constitutional rights to be free from intrusive and unlawful searches. Defense attorney Jim Borden said the ruling still limits police to searches in certain circumstances. That's not true, but still represents a scary trend. After the king signed the Magna Carta and granted power back to the people, he woke up and said, I made a mistake and need to get it back, Boren said, and the government's been trying to do that ever since. We had a bright line rule that said no searches without an arrest warrant. Now we have one that says sort of maybe. Okay. So let's go ahead and go back to the calls as we track the latest developments inside the New World Order. As we chronicle the latest developments, let's talk to Addison in Wisconsin. Addison, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You bet.
A question and a couple quick comments here. Alex, the OnStar tracking technology, is there any other tracking technology that they're using, or is it just OnStar?
OnStar is just the brand name of General Motors, as they sell satellite tracking and navigation as a service. But the FBI and the NSA has been caught using it to listen to people and to use their computers to randomly listen. It has a microphone in it. And I warned people about this 5 years ago. And last year, they lost a federal case where the feds were indeed doing this. It's just satellite tracking systems, period. And all the new cars already have the ignition and the computer to have a $25 to $50 satellite tracking taxation box plugged in. And Oregon and other states under federal mandates are moving to start taxation and regulation through the tracker boxes.
Okay, that was my next question. According to the commercials, that OnStar tracking technology is only on Chevy. I have a 2002 Dodge. Is it on that?
Okay, again, OnStar is just a brand of satellite tracking. Okay, and so they advertise it, they push it. A Mercedes, Ford, everybody else offers it. What I'm telling you is all new cars over the last 8 years have the plug-in points for satellite tracking. They designed the infrastructure so the government can make it the law, and when you pick up your tags, you pull into a government garage or at a certified installer, and they put the satellite tracker taxation system in. So
okay.
Not only do they spy on you and follow you, they're also going to tax you to pay for the infrastructure.
Right. So if they can't track me now, the plug-in or the availability is there.
Yes.
Okay. One more comment.
And all new cell phones since October 1st, 2001 have satellite tracker chips in them that triangulate off GPS and cell towers. And so that's going on.
Right. One more comment, then I'll let you go, if I may. Alex, people out there, God, I hope most people realize this. What's going on right now with this, what I call, New Age, New World Order? It's the hand of God being taken off. This is punishment. It's a form of punishment from the Lord. And you're not going to defeat this thing. Only one. There's two possibilities, and one of them you might as well just throw right out the window. And that one being...
Hey, listen, gotta go, got a guest coming up. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. In the latest developments, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in a Nevada case that a rancher walking down the road has to grovel and tell the police whatever they want to know. There's no Fifth Amendment. You got to show your ID. And in the Las Vegas Review-Journal headline, The Road to the Police State, another headline out of News 6, court opens door to searches without warrants. Dissenting judges call the ruling the road to hell in their 60-plus page ruling, and that's out of the dissenting ruling. This broke over the weekend on News 6. It's also been carried by the Baton Rouge Advocate. We have all these stories posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said that the police, if they feel like they might be in danger, or they need to, or they want to, or there's loud music or something going on, they just need to go ahead and search your house. And yeah, the sheriff's been on TV down there saying, yeah, we'll go ahead and write a report of what's in your house, look for stuff. This is Sovietization of America. And it's across the board. It's very, very scary to have this going on. And one defense attorney, Mike Walsh, with Lee and Walsh and Associates, and we have Joseph Scott, one of their attorneys, on with us. He's a criminal defense lawyer, on the show with us. Mr. Walsh was quoted as saying, The Fifth Circuit decision grossly expands the definition of lawful searches. And another quote by another defense attorney here, Jim Boren, said the ruling still limits police to searches in certain circumstances. I've read the ruling, and that's not really true. But they were already going into houses without warrants to begin with, but still represents a scary trend. Quote, after the king signed the Magna Carta and granted power back to the people, he woke up and said, I made a mistake, I need to get it back, Boren said. And, quote, the government's been trying to do that ever since. We had a bright line rule that said no searches without an arrest warrant. Now we have one that says sort of maybe. And again, some good news, the Arkansas Supreme Court, again, that's a state court, came out and said you can't do knock and talk. They have in Dallas and all over the place. And it's right here in Texas where they admit whole neighborhoods, just cops go out and, we'd like to talk to you about your guns, ma'am. Mind if we come in and look at them? I mean, that's one step to the gun confiscation. And, of course, this case had to do with guns and them going in and getting them in Louisiana. And very, very scary, very, very serious. And we're told that the newscasts in Louisiana are showing SWAT teams going into houses and how great all this is. Going to our guest, Joseph Scott, with Lee and Walsh Associates there in Louisiana. Mr. Scott, good to have you on the show with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
I've been seeing this trend across the board. The Patriot Act was written for the general public in Section 802. Now they're saying we're going to go after your Fourth Amendment, period. Number one, what do you think of this ruling? Number two, what's been the response of people in Louisiana?
Well, I've read the ruling pretty closely. I've worked cases using the earlier cases to try and support motions to suppress. There are a couple of big problems here. The first is that the Fifth Circuit has decided that the so-called knock and talk is an absolutely legitimate exercise of state authority, where they can just walk up to a house uninvited with no particular suspicion and say, do you have any drugs in here? Do you have any guns in here? Or do you mind if we come in and talk to you about it? Or is your brother home? That sort of thing. And the previous understanding was that if you let the police into your house and they said, do you mind if we have a look around for drugs or guns? And you say, okay, then everybody has agreed to it. It's a consent search. Now, if you said, well, you can look for my brother, but he's not here, they can go through the house and look in those places where your brother might be. The problem with this new ruling is that used to be the police were allowed to make a protective sweep of the house to make sure no one was lying in ambush. And in order to make
that... And that's if they already had probable cause for some type of crime or they were searching for somebody. This is just random. We're just going to go in houses if we feel like it.
This still says, here's the two different scenarios. The first is where you say, sure, you can come in and look for a person. Well, then they're going to look for, in those places where people could be found. But if you just say, you can come in and talk to me for a minute, this ruling potentially says, well, the minute you allow them into your house, they're allowed to make a protective sweep to make sure that there's nobody laying in ambush.
Now, sir, I've read the 60-plus pages. I scanned over it last night.
Right.
And I printed it off yesterday morning. We only had a cursory look at it. I spent about 30 minutes reading over it last night. And the way this is written and the loopholes that are in it, and that's what the media and the other lawyers have said here, you know, the headline here is court opens door to searches without warrants, and it just says they're just going to go in houses and businesses if they feel like it and that they're not going to be liable.
I don't know that it's that broad. It is a dangerous expansion because it used to be that if you said, okay, I'll talk to you in my living room, then the police could not go past your living room without your consent. But under this ruling, I guarantee that the police will say, well, you know, when we came into the house, we decided that we felt nervous. And
well, that's
we were
the thing. They feel like they're in danger, then they're going to go ahead and do this. And it's the same thing. It's just for their convenience. With the Supreme Court ruling, we've got to answer their questions. Whatever happened to the Fifth Amendment?
And that sounds... Now, I have not read that Supreme Court ruling yet. It does sound a lot like an expansion of the old Terry stop and frisk. But the Terry stop and frisk required that they had some reason to stop you and frisk you. Not all that long ago, the Supreme Court said that every citizen, upon meeting a police officer, has the citizen's right to turn and walk away and not answer questions.
Well, I have the Dallas Morning News, where a year ago it said whole neighborhoods, I mean middle-class areas, squads of police would go when the man was gone and literally bully their way in and, quote, find illegal guns.
That is a consistent problem.
Oh, really? Tell us about that.
The knock and talks, such as they are, and there seems to be a lot of consent searches going on.
Most people don't know that. I mean, look,
right.
I've had the police pull me over 4 or 5 times over the last 10 years, and they'll say, about half the time when you get pulled over, because I tend to speed, and it's true, and they pull me over, and they go, mind if I search? And I go, well, no, you can't. Well, what do you got to hide? Well, Fourth Amendment. You know, buddy, go get a dog if you want to, you know, there's nothing in here. So my point is that most people get bullied by them, and I've had them try to intimidate me into letting them into the car. So it's really intimidation into it.
Oh, I agree, and I would say, remember that cars go under a different set of rules. Houses are guaranteed a special place in the Constitution. Cars are not. But in terms of the houses, you know, they do have a tendency to bully and cajole their way in. And the problem that most people have is that when something gets found in their house, even if it's not theirs, it belongs to a boyfriend, a neighbor, somebody dropped it in the couch when they were sitting there. When you go to court and you say, gee, I'd like to suppress this evidence because there was not a valid consent to search, you know, in order to have a valid consent to search, you have to know what rights you're giving up.
But you say that it's been a consistent problem with what you've seen as a criminal defense lawyer. So in Louisiana, they're doing these knock and talks and bullying in. Describe that for us.
Well, I would say that the case that I'm thinking about, somebody, the police showed up claiming that they had gotten a complaint from a neighbor about suspicious activity at the house. Lots of cars, short visits, looks like a dope dealer.
Should have gotten a warrant.
Should have gotten a warrant, but they said that we didn't have probable cause, and we knew we didn't have probable cause, so we went to do a knock and talk. This is where the knock and talk comes into play, is they know they can't get a warrant, but they also know.
And I would state that the cases you're going to talk about are going to be cases where they actually found something, because that's when you get in contact with them as a defense lawyer.
Right.
Because I talk to people all the time in Austin, 95% of the time nothing's in there. They just let the search take place, and that's not America.
And you know, people who think that there's nothing in their house and then find out, oh, gee, well, I guess that a person who was staying here for a short period of time left something behind. And
we also arrest people for prescription pills that aren't in bottles, even if they have the prescription.
There are a lot of ways to get in trouble, and a lot of these turn
into... Go back to that case. I'm sorry I keep interrupting. Go back to
that. That's okay. They showed up at 9:30 on a Thursday night as, you know, this young lady was getting ready to go out. And kept on telling her, we just want to take a quick look around. And her answer was, I really don't want you to do this. Please go away. I don't want my house torn up. And they spent a good 15 minutes just standing in her kitchen telling her over and over again, we just need to take a quick look around and we'll leave you alone. Well, something was found. I argued that her will... that it wasn't a free exercise of will, and of course the judge ruled against me, and that case is still pending, so I'm not going to say a whole lot more about it. But this is not atypical. This is something that happens because the police know that if they had to go get a warrant, they would need to come up with real testimony and real facts before they could get in the house. The difference is, under the new U.S. v. Gould decision, when they show up...
Hey, well, one more segment. We got a quick break. One more segment, sir. We'll be right back with you. Stay there.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
We're talking to Joseph Scott, of Lee and Walsh, and their law firm has been in the newspaper, and along with many others. A lot of judges are now coming forward saying this is out of control, and they're not going to go along with it. We got one more quick segment with him, and we'll come back and get into more news, and of course, all your phone calls. So please stay with us. We'll talk about some of the other federal and state rulings that are taking place, more cities throwing out the Patriot Act. But you were continuing, sir.
Yes, sir. In the story I was telling before, the problem with the U.S. v. Gould ruling out of the Fifth Circuit is that once the young lady, not knowing anybody, actually lets the police into her kitchen to discuss whether or not she will agree to a search, if they feel like they're in danger, they can at least take a quick peek around the house to make sure nobody's there, which includes taking a look in the closet.
And by the way, I have had a house alarm go off not once but twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hit the cancel in time. The police show up. They say, let me see an ID. I show it to them. They don't even know who I am. And I've had them say, mind if we walk around? And I've said, no. Well, why? Well, it's an alarm. You just saw my ID. I live here. Thank you. But, again, I mean, we got along fine in America without this, and we don't need this. America's America because we didn't have this type of behavior going on.
I agree. It is an expansion, and it's a needless expansion.
What are your colleagues saying? I mean, what's the public temperature on this?
Well, a lot of people got riled up when they read the article in the local newspaper. The headline, including the dissenting judge called it the road to hell, got a lot of play. Of course, he pointed out that the road to hell was paved with good intentions. And what the Fifth Circuit was trying to do is they're going along with the Sixth Circuit and the D.C. Circuit and saying that you can have a protective check of a house without an arrest. And the protective sweep of the house has been the law for 10 years, but that's after you arrest somebody in their house. Other lawyers see it as kind of an expansion of something that we were already opposed to, because these consent searches, we think, are not always consented to.
Well, yeah, they'll sit there dozens of times going, let me search your car, let me search your car. Why not? Why not?
Right.
You know, what's wrong with you? What do you have to hide? Well, buddy, it's America.
And I don't need to have anything to hide to decline for you to search. But there's been a change. And it might be a change in the education that people get. It might be a change in the way that the average citizen thinks after terrorist attacks. But they don't understand what their Fourth Amendment right really means.
And that's what the airline screening and CAPS 2 is all about, is training us for this new atmosphere, which they're now expanding out from there. All right, well, Joseph Scott, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I think this is going to be challenged, obviously. It'll probably go to the Supreme Court, and they'll probably rule that it's wonderful, but I would hope that citizens would get together and resist this and perhaps move for state legislatures or the Congress to reaffirm the Fourth Amendment.
It's got a good chance to go to the Supremes, because now they've set up a distinct circuit split, and that's when the Supremes have a tendency to set in.
Okay, thanks for joining us, sir. Appreciate it. We're going to break here in a few minutes, come back, take more calls, get into a ton of other news, and I know you want to keep talking about this, listener, so we will. Some of the other rulings that have taken place that are actually even worse, if you can believe that. Right now, though, let's talk to Travis in Indiana. Travis, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, great to hear your voice again. I've got two comments. One, last night my kids found a television show that they were in love with. It's called Smart House. It's on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, everybody's got biometrics. They scan. They have ID cards. It's all wonderful.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the other shows are Spy Kids and How to Title and How to Report. It's all brainwashing.
Oh, yeah, and they're doing it to the young kids because they know the adults won't stand up for it. So they figure if they get it into the young kids' heads now, by the time they get old enough, they're used to it, so it's no big deal.
Hey, Time Life for Children, or Time Magazine for Children, you know, issue after issue about how everyone will soon have a chip. I mean, this is chilling.
Oh, yes. And another thing about the cars and OnStar and all that, I have a friend of mine who's a sheriff in Marion County, and he's saying that they have developed a machine, because of all the cars have got the computer chips in them now, they're trying to say that it's safer, like if somebody steals a car and runs away with it, that they can point it at the car, pull the trigger, and it will kill the engine. So
yeah, I've got a newscast with them doing that, yeah.
Okay, so that's one of the new things they're coming out with. I don't know if it's in
effect
or not.
Yeah, it's in most of the new brands of cars.
Yeah. It's amazing how this world's turning, isn't it?
It is, my friend. Anything else? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back to 9 midnight Central. No one out on the AM and FM dial, Colorado to Mexico to Texas to New York to Florida. Simulcasting at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and radiating out on Global Shortwave the first 2 hours during the day on WWCR 9475, and the second 2 hours from 10 to midnight on 3210. Okay, here's some of the news that's coming up, and then we'll go back to your calls. Outsourcing Big Brother. Office of Total Information Awareness relies on private sector to track Americans. Again, Total Information Awareness was never scrapped. They just tell you that when the heat gets big, gets intense. They go, oh, no such thing, never said it. There's no such thing as tips, no such thing as matrix, no such, and then they expand it. And this is the payoff to private corporations to be part of this. They're paid by the government to spy and snoop on you. Grocery store discount cards, you know, everything. It's just what you buy at the bookstore, everything. This is the freedom, the new freedom. But the border is wide open, and the illegal aliens are exempt from all of it. That's admitted. So we'll get to that also. Prozac Nation, London Independent, 1 in 10 over there on psychotropics, and the numbers are growing. Soma Nation, more like it. Hundreds of missiles missing in Ukraine. Campaigners fight biometric passports. Man confesses after seeing the passion. There's been a whole bunch of these confessions. U.S. admits killing Arab journalists in Iraq purposefully. White House looks for Rice compromise in 9/11 panel.
She's such a bad liar, they don't want to put her up there. They put the Kingpin Armitage up there instead. Chicago Towers were next targets. That's the Washington Times. But in an interesting, Larry Silverstein has now bought it. So, wow. The owner of the WTC magically buying that. Mm. They don't care how out in the open all this is either. Terror bomb seized. London is bragging they caught people with bombs about to use them. Of course, they claim they busted a Ryerson poison lab last year. Turned out that story was a fake story, but that's always in the back of the paper. U.S. team probing election shooting in Taiwan. It says they've sent someone who was involved in the Warren Commission, the Kennedy assassination, to decide this was a staged shooting. So we have Satan investigating a low-level hobgoblin they'll probably rule, though, for the communist Chinese to go, oh, yes, it is staged. Probably isn't. But who knows? So we'll get into that, you know, the shooting a couple of weeks ago. The government tried to burn Hatfield, that scientist, when we really know who launched the anthrax attacks, and it wasn't Mr. Stephen J. Hatfield. The government wants to have his suit thrown out. It's like Richard Jewell in the Olympic Park bombing. They always want to grab a patsy, especially when the BATF was involved in the Olympic Park bombing. So that's just some of what is coming up. It's just the tip of the iceberg here. We've got about an hour and 24 minutes left in the transmission against tyranny here. Let's go ahead and go to Kim in Texas. Kim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I am livid. I did not see the Black Caucus come out on this. I did not see the 100 Black Men Association. I did not see Johnny Cochran come out on this. It's not just a black issue. But since they're attacking the Constitution, that's the only way we got our freedom, through the Constitution as slaves. I'm just so upset. I listened to the radio station this morning, our local black radio station. Not one word about this. This is just ridiculous. And they wonder why we lose our freedom, why we fall asleep. I can't.
Well, Tony Brown's journal on
right.
The show talked about how they test it on the disadvantaged communities first. Everybody knows they've been going in black people's houses without warrants forever.
Exactly.
And now it's just going to be everybody. It's already been everybody for a long time. And this Fifth Circuit is very serious. And because disadvantaged communities, whether it's blacks or whites, in disadvantaged areas, they always get fed on first. That's just historical. You don't see them in the rich neighborhoods doing this, though it's starting to happen, regardless of who lives in those neighborhoods. And, black people should be extra concerned.
Exactly. And it just appalls me that we don't say anything. I mean, Maxine Waters out there in California trying to let the illegal aliens in, giving them their license and stuff. I listened to Terry Wood's show, and it's ridiculous. This is just really ridiculous.
About Terry Anderson Sunday nights?
I'm sorry, Terry Anderson, yes.
He's got a good show, yeah.
Yes, he does. I mean, that's all I have to say. I'm in tears, so let me get off the phone.
Well, ma'am, can you hold on a second?
Yes.
Because, Kim, you bring up a really good point. And in my analysis of the News 6 story, I wrote this. The Fifth Amendment ruling is criminal, similar to Supreme Court rulings of the past declaring black people slaves. It is a total violation of the Bill of Rights and is null and void. The U.S. Congress and legislature of Louisiana should call for an emergency sessions to investigate possible criminal charges of sedition against those ruling to eradicate the Fourth Amendment. Now, I use that example because it's the best one I got. The Supreme Court can say that Native Americans didn't deserve their lands and take it.
That's right.
The Supreme Court can rule that you're not a human being or I'm not a human being, but I'm not going to listen to them. I'm a human being, you're a human being, and I got God-given rights. And so it's up to us to just say, no, we're not putting up with this. We're not your property.
That's right, Alex.
So tell them right now, I'm not your property.
I got my freedom through the Constitution. I would uphold the Constitution.
I'll tell them, too. I'm not your slave. And bottom line, I'm not your property, and you're not my God.
No more shackles.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, since you're black and bringing this up, that was the excuse they used is, oh, we're just taking care of these black people, bringing them here as slaves. We're doing them a favor. While they need our help, we got to keep them safe. That's why we got to dumb them down and not let them, you know, have families and not let them learn to read or write. That was the same line. And now it's, oh, this is all for your safety, Kim.
Yeah.
We're going to do this for your safety. Does it make you angry?
It makes me very angry. That's what I keep telling people. That's why the prison is full of black men. Who's going to defend us when you have your black men in prison? Your black sons going right behind the black men. Now the black women. And I tell these people, selling drugs is not the answer.
Well, you know who ships them in.
Yeah, they can ship them in. We don't have to sell it, Alex.
100 years ago, there were official government reports where they said, let's just allow the drug dealing and prostitution in the poor communities. And it's been designed that way. They ship the trash in. They turn a blind eye to it. Then they grab our young sons and daughters, put them in private prisons, working for 20 cents an hour, building widgets, and then these good old boys say, good, make them, you know, prisoners work. They're taking everybody's jobs working for 20 cents an hour on top of it.
Exactly. And Dell Computers right here in Austin is outsourcing jobs. The
it's
man
sick.
Who stole the computer idea and made money taking computers, repairing them, and changing them to where he wanted to work, now he feel like he should outsource it. No, he should feel like he should keep every job here because the way we supported him, you work, you stand up 12 hours a day at that company. You do not get to sit down, only on your break. And now he wants to outsource it. I mean, Pflugerville, Round Rock has lost housing. It's going, they're selling their houses. They're losing their jobs. And they depended on Dell.
That's right. Dell, 4 years ago, I confronted him when he was building 3 plants in China. At a press conference, I said, you're moving to China. He said, that's ridiculous. We're not going to lay anybody off. Thanks for the call.
Correct.
And they say the layoffs are going to get 7 times worse. But, oh, the economy's turned around. It's wonderful. Thanks for the call, Kim. I share your anger. Charles in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I haven't talked to you for a long time.
Well, good to hear from you.
Yeah. Same here. You know the night show that comes on at 1 o'clock in the morning? God, I left, had a member he left. What's the name of that guy? He isn't on anymore, but he's still got the show. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, anyway, he's on 1 o'clock in the morning. He had Edward Air Force Base, California pilots, former pilots, you know, was flying these chemtrail planes.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Are you talking about George Norrie?
Oh, God, I don't know his name.
Is it a national radio show?
What's the name of it?
Coast to Coast?
Yeah. Yeah, what was the guy that formerly was on there? They had trouble and he got off.
Art Bell.
Art Bell, that's the show.
Yeah, but he's back on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, this was last night. This guy was saying that these planes are 12, this problem is silver. Did you ever hear that? Silver color?
You need to talk a little clearer for me.
You know, 12 planes of silver color that they're flying. They're putting, they're spraying out the chemtrails.
Yes, we're aware of the chemtrails.
Huh?
We're aware of the chemtrails.
Okay, wait a minute. This guy said there's 12 silver planes that fly from coast to coast, from Edward Air Force in California to the East Coast and back.
Well, it's a lot more than 12 planes.
Well, he said 12. He was with one of the pilots.
Well, I guess that's the group he's with.
Well, okay. Anyway, he said that they're spraying out motor oil, aluminum, and barium salt, and so forth. He didn't know the rest of it.
Yeah, they've done the test. Yeah, that's what they're spraying.
Yeah, right. They fly back and forth constantly, continuously. Right now, they're spraying the heck out of Kentucky. And the spray is set into the exhaust system. It's because it's oil, and it comes. That's
why
you see
that.
Like,
why did they say they were doing it?
Huh?
Why did they say they were doing
same
it?
Same as what you're saying. They exterminate 80% of the population. That's what he said. He said it himself. The pilot, the ex-pilot that flew one of them. They exterminate 80%. He said that barium, a little minute of it, will kill you. That's the worst one of them bunches. The barium.
Okay, I appreciate your call, sir. Look, when you see a plane flying at 30,000 feet and the trail disappears behind it, that is a condensation trail. When you see a jet at 3,000, 4,000 feet spraying a plume that stays there for 5 hours, that's not ice crystals, ladies and gentlemen. And I videotaped and I photographed it. I've seen a jet beside a jet at 5,000 feet. One jet leaves a trail, the other doesn't, and 2 hours later the trail's still there. I've seen them sit there for 5 hours. I've seen hundreds of trails in the skies of Austin until it turns into a giant haze. Now, barium salts, aluminum, a little bit of it won't kill you. But it does build up in the brain. It does cause a lot of problems. And there are a lot of admitted government programs going on. But let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Scott in Florida. Scott, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
First time caller. I just got one question here. I've been with the fire department for 15 years. I'm a paramedic there. And these guys now want to get an ID from me. They've got my picture, they've got my signature, they got my social security number. Now they want to go ahead and do a biometric scan of my finger, which they took me in to do. And I resisted on doing that. I just want to know what my ramifications would be for doing that. Can they?
Well, you need to tell them for religious reasons.
Okay.
That then you can show them the news article. This is part of a federal control grid. Once it's in place, they're training the school children. It's going in most of the states.
Right.
Now 40-plus of them. That this is to start a new national sales tax. You should give them the articles, tell them why, and say, no, you can't discriminate against me.
Right. Well, they told me, they said, well, you're going to have to take it up with your supervisor because I'll have to take it. But I just told them I wasn't going to do it because I had issues with it.
Well, now, sir, is the fire department you work with or the emergency services you work with, does Florida thumb scan or digital photo?
It's a photo on a card. Okay.
But I was going to finish the question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. What I'm trying to ask you is, does the state of Florida do the digital thumbprint and face scan and get a driver's license?
No, not yet.
It must be one of the few states that doesn't, then. A lot of people I talk to in Texas don't even know they did it, even though they did it, and then later they remember they did it. But, yeah, businesses.
I remember I saw a video of you refusing a scan down there in Texas.
Now, that was
a beauty there. But you're the only one that did that. But there's 300 people that work with this fire department in Central Florida, and I'm the only one that actually speaks out about what's going on with the World Trade Center and all this stuff, and nobody wants to listen to me about it. And, of course, when I refuse
we have a clip of the firefighters, a video clip on Prison
Planet. I explained it to them.
I'm talking about the bombs going off. I mean,
right. I even talked to, I kind of speak out a little bit about it, but I can't, so I can at least sleep at night and, clear my conscience of what's going on. But I talked to John Micah, who had a town hall meeting down here in Florida. And I was in the back there, and I asked my question. I was the only one that was the oddball that asked about, the 911 thing. What happened to these planes that turned around? I said,
tell them who Mr. Micah is.
John Micah is my congressman in District 7. I think it's 7 now. And, he represents me and stuff like that, so I figured, well, I might as well ask him what the scoop is here. I says, this was back in 2002 or 2003, and he came in and made a speech about the roads that he was putting in and all that kind of stuff over here, and people were asking questions about hospital beds, which is all legitimate and fine, but this was kind of right after 911. And so I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to bite the bullet, and I asked him the question, what happened with these planes when they turned around in the air? And, one hit the building, and then about 20 minutes later, another one hit the building before any planes went up in the air. I said, what happened to our air defense, Mr. Micah? And he said, Honorable Micah, and he said, well, when I got the call, I was in the war room with Rumsfeld, and my pager went off. This is what he was saying. He said there was so much mass confusion, we didn't know what was going on. And I said, well, what do you mean? I says, you all remember when Payne Stewart went off course? I said, you had planes that reacted within 4 minutes. I said, this is right next to Washington. And he says, well, what we need is more air defense money. Then he went on to somebody else.
Now, that's their excuse.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, sir. I really appreciate it, and keep it up. General Myers was the head of NORAD when that happened. He's now been, brought into the Joint Chiefs of Staff as his reward. So it's all just a big sick joke, and it's so horrible the average person can't face what happened. But we have the official U.S. government plan to hijack jets by remote control, crash them, kill people, have fake aircraft that crash and stage deaths, bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks. The government said they would. And then how to blame it on foreign enemies. So we have the official government plan to carry out 9/11, and that's the Northwoods plan, and that's in my video, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. 2 hours, 24 minutes on VHS. 170 minutes, or almost 3 hours long. Just just 10 minutes short of 3 hours long on DVD. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror, Part 2 of 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, that gets more into 9/11. There's so much evidence. Get my book, Descent to Tyranny, on 9/11. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the 10 titles I've produced. So instead of $25.95 or $20 a piece, carry a lot of other great titles by other researchers and authors. Go to the site, get the videos. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is our country, and it's being trashed and pitted out, being looted by organized crime syndicates allied together, calling themselves the New World Order. It's time to say no. It's time to stand up. It's time to admit what's in our face. I mean, for years, the neocons tried to neutralize us. Oh, there's no such thing as the UN taking over. Oh, there's no such thing as a New World Order. Oh, you know, the Republicans aren't liberal. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. People aren't buying it anymore. We're not going to buy that hamburger jobs are good industry factory jobs. We're not going to buy that outsourcing more of our jobs is good. We're not going to buy that police in black ski masks busting down our doors without warrants is good. With warrants is bad enough. We'll go back to calls. We'll start the next hour and plunge into all this news. But Fifth Circuit comes out and says no more warrants, and that's what it says. I got the ruling right here. Headline on it is very, very important from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. We'll go back over that as well. And then we have this other article out of the Las Vegas Review Journal where they call it the road to the police state. The judges in the other case call it the road to hell. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here? Stephanie, who should I go to next? Tim in Ohio, go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure.
Welcome.
Good afternoon to you, sir. A couple of quick things. Going back to your coast-to-coast thing and the great exposure that you had on there, is there any chance now that we can cycle some of your very informative guests to George and get a big audience? I would love to hear Colonel Don de Grand Prix on that big of an audience and really start to pound this message home, because as you look at this commission, everything that's going on, you can see it starting to unravel. The lies are rising to the top, and I think it's great.
Well, in a way, this commission is part of that process, to bring it out, to neutralize it, like, oh, we've already covered that, it was just an accident. Oh, NORAD stood down. Oh, we lied to you, but it was an accident. Oh, you know, we're putting out all this disinfo, but it's an accident.
General Richard Myers, he was in charge of NORAD at the time of 911, wasn't he? And then
he got
bumped up to the Joint Chiefs.
That's right. He's a good boy.
Well, isn't that wonderful? And one quick thing about the chemtrails, if I may. You remember your chemistry. And, of course, it takes a catalyst to initiate a reaction and a monomer to become the reaction. Could the chemtrails in this case be the catalyst and perhaps something like HARP be used as the monomer, where they could, like, say, direct the beam on an area? They've already got the whatever they want us to breathe.
No, that's what a lot of people say it's for, and I've talked to a lot of military officers. They say that spraying the aluminum out allows them to do weird things with HARP, these big electrical arrays that they charge the atmosphere with.
Could they use that
over the horizon radar or the rest of it? But then you have all the health effects of it as well.
Yeah, could they be using that to harm us and say, like,
I don't know. The BBC reported that NASA reported that the Earth is 20% darker than it was just 10 years ago. So, I mean, you'll have a sunny day. They come out at 5,000, 10,000 feet, spray the sky, and it turns into overcast. I mean, it's a massive program.
Unbelievable.
And it's being added to the fuel and then some type of conversion. People can't deny it. I mean, condensation trails don't stay there for 5 hours. They don't form at 3,000 feet.
You know, I've gone to great lengths to point that out to people, and just to get them to spend some time out there for a minute so you can show them the difference. And once they see, okay, there's a condensation trail, here's a chemtrail, they wake up immediately and they go, you know, you're right.
Yeah, and these clouds start billowing downwards, and it's just bizarre. Thanks for the call. Okay, folks, we'll come right back and the third hour. There is so much coming up, so please stay with us. And we'll get to Helga and Larry and Gabrielle and John, and continuing with Wide Open Phones on this Tuesday edition. We'll take four or five more calls, and we'll cover news for about 10 minutes. Then I'll go back to calls and cover news for 10 minutes and back to calls. It will be informative and riveting. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.